Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels today, Matthew chapter 27, verses 51 through 54. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the soldiers who were guarding Jesus' tomb saw and felt the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Worship in the Old Testament came with a curtain. Heavy fabric separated the most holy place from the people. Once a year, the high priest would go behind this curtain to offer a sacrifice for the sins of the people. And once a year, one person made atonement for the sins of the Jewish people. On the day Jesus was crucified, everything changed. He became the one-time-for-all-time sacrifice for the sins of the world. God the Son provided direct access to God the Father. So God tore the curtain from top to bottom and made the Holy of Holies available to all through Jesus. The earth quaked, tombs were open, and many believers who had died came to life. Seeing all of the wonders happening around him, the soldiers standing at the cross no longer believed Jesus to be a criminal. He said, "Surely he was the Son of God." Even those who put Jesus on the cross experienced the power of his death. Today, for all who trust in the work of Christ to bring them to a personal relationship with God, that same power exists. Here's a question. Have you trusted in Jesus as the one who made the way to God? If not, I invite you to pray the following prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for providing the way to God. Thank you for your death on the cross that opened the way to the Father. I desire to trust in you as the one who paid the penalty for my sin. Please forgive me and bring me into a relationship with you. I pray in your name. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, or you have anything going on in your life we can pray for, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.